Catelyn watched a breeze stir his auburn hair so like her own, and wondered when her son had grown so big, 15, and near as tall as she was. Let him grow taller, she asked the gods. Let him know 16 and 20 and 50. Let him grow as tall as his father and hold his own son in his arms. Please, please, please. As she watched him, this tall young man with a new beard and the dire wolf prowling at his heels, all she could see was the babe they had laid at her breast at Riveron so long ago. The night was warm, but the thought of Riveron was enough to make her shiver. Where are they? She wondered. Could her uncle have been wrong? So much rested on the truth of what he had told them. Rob had given the Blackfish 300 picked men and sent them ahead to screen his march.
Jamie does not know, Sir Brynden said when he rode back. I'll stake my life on that. No bird has reached him. My archers have seen to that. We've seen a few of his outriders, but those that saw us did not live to tell of it. He ought to have sent out more. He does not know.
How large is his host? Her son asked. 12,000 foot, scattered around the castle, in three separate camps, with the rivers between, her uncle said, with a craggy smile she remembered so well.